And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:31, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, not only one of our regular contestants, but one of our regular high-scoring contestants. Say good morning to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Morning, Dave.
What have you been up to since we spoke to you about a month ago?
Oh, not a lot. Getting ready for Christmas.
Right. A little bit. And what is a typical Christmas in the Jeffries household, then?
Just quiet.
Yeah. But you make your Christmas dinner yourself, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do it myself.
Brilliant. And do you enjoy doing it, or is it a bit of a chore?
No, I love cooking.
Fantastic.
I've always loved cooking. I get it from my dad. My dad was a cook in the army.
Right.
And my mum taught me. My dad taught my mum.
Right.
My mum taught me.
Fantastic. And did you ever consider it as a career, or has it always been just a hobby for you?
It's just been a hobby.
Right.
I've got a nephew who's a chef.
Right, okay. But you just enjoy it as something to pass the time.
Oh, yeah. I love baking as well.
Oh, right. Okay. Will you be making your own Christmas cake? That's the big question.
No, I've always wanted to, but I've never quite got to do it yet.
A bit complicated there. Anyway, that's all in hand. Let's go back to the matter, which is the 60-second challenge. Probably your final opportunity to take part this year, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if you're in the final when we do that at the beginning of January. So fingers crossed for that.
Okay.
The usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Who had a hit in 65 with For Your Love?
Trogs.
Which successful 60s group were originally called the High Numbers?
Four Tops.
Which 80s band featured a singer called Fish on lead vocals?
Brilliant.
Which reggae singer had a son called Ziggy?
Bob Marley.
Who had a number one in 1977 with Chanson d'Amour?
Manhattan Transfer.
What was the name of the Beatles' own recording label?
Apple.
Which Neil wrote The Boat That I Row for Lulu?
Neil Diamond.
Which Beatles song featured the names Vera, Chuck and Dave?
Eleanor Rigby.
Who was the first female solo singer to have four UK number ones?
Sandy Shaw.
Which group had a number one with Young at Heart in 1993?
The Bluebells.
Who wrote and recorded 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover?
Paul Simon.
Which song begins Midnight, One More Night Without Sleeping?
Green Door.
And what did the American group Chicago Transit Authority change their name to?
Just Chicago,
and that one's right. Well, a bit of a shaky start, it has to be said, but you pulled it round brilliantly after that. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time, and you didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right, which...
Ooh.
You'll be disappointed
with. That's shocking for me.
It is shocking for you. Anybody else, that would be a brilliant score, but probably your lowest score for 2023.
Yeah.
And you'll kick yourself with the ones you got wrong, or most of them, I suspect. Who had a hit in 1965 with For Your Love? You said the Trogs. You should have said the Yardbirds.
Yes.
Right. And the successful 60s group that were originally called the High Numbers, does that come to you now?
No.
It's the Who, that one.
Ah,
that was their original name.
That.
Oh, well, there you go, you see, so I've taught you something. The Beatles song that features the names Vera, Chuck and Dave, it's from the Sgt. Pepper album, and it's When I'm 64. And the first... Sorry, go on.
No, 64 passed me a long time ago.
Yes, me too. And what was who was the first female solo singer to have four UK number ones? Although they were UK number ones, it was actually Madonna. Believe it or not. Well, there you go, you see.
Sandy Shaw had three.
I think you're probably right, yeah.
And I think before that it was Doris Day.
It probably was. I shall bow to your greater knowledge on that. So it could be a winning score. We'll find out in an hour's time. And we may well be talking to you at the beginning of January when we do the big final for the year. But
in
the meantime, thanks for taking part and have a great Christmas.
And you, Dave.
Thank you.
All the best to everyone.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Well, as I say, for anybody else, 9 out of 13 with no passes would have been an absolutely brilliant score. But not so for Kev. He'll be disappointed with that. Probably ruined his Christmas now. We'll do round two in about an hour's time, and if you fancy taking part, send us a message now on Facebook, and I could be talking to you at 12:30.
The 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12:30, time for round two of Radio's shortest quiz. It's the 60-second challenge. And if you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Kevin Jeffries. Get what for him was a disappointing score, but for anybody else would be brilliant. 9 out of 13, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, and to be declared this week's champion, we say good afternoon to Brian Derbyshire. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
What have you been up to in the month or so since we last spoke to you?
Well, the wife had a fall and eventually ended up in hospital.
Oh, no.
Back and forth down there, but they've got what they call norovirus.
Norovirus, yeah, they're banning visiting, aren't they?
Yeah, so I've been every day, but I don't get any further than the door.
No, no, but you've got to try, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, because you'll give me grief.
Absolutely, yes. You'll have to make sure that somebody writes down that you've been there so she knows you did at least try.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she gets better soon anyway. And obviously the norovirus is cleared as well, because it's causing a lot of problems in the area at the moment.
Yeah.
Right, now, so obviously you weren't listening at 11:30, so
no.
you missed Kevin's disappointing score for him, but it gives you a great opportunity to be able to say, I beat Kevin Jeffries on the 60-second challenge, so let's give it a go. 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, of course, but if you don't know what the answer is, just say pass and we'll move on. Okay, good luck, and here they come. Which group had a number one hit with Knock Three Times in 71?
Dawn.
Who was the only British female singer to have three number ones in the 60s?
Cilla Black.
In which group did Brian Bennett replace Tony Meehan?
The Shadows.
In which decade was David Bowie's Laughing Gnome recorded?
The 60s.
Which group featured Mary Hopkin, Peter Scallon and Julian Lloyd Webber?
Pass.
Name the duo who recorded Love Changes Everything.
Rennie and Renata.
Peter Cetera was a singer with which American group?
Chicago.
By what name were Russell Hitchcock and Graham Russell better known?
Spark.
Who recorded an album track called 8 Days a Week?
The Beatles.
And which Beach Boys single took 6 months and 90 hours of tape to make?
Good Vibrations.
Here we go for Good Vibrations, which is the right answer. So some tricky ones there, it has to be said.
I'll say. I think Kevin's all right.
Well, I think he is, but had you been listening at 11:30, he actually would have given you the correct answer to one of the questions that I've just asked you. Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. So you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. And you passed on one question, which was incredibly difficult. More about that in a moment. But you got 6 questions right. So not a winning score.
Massive fail.
Well, not massive, but disappointing. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on there. Who was the only British female singer to have three number ones in the 60s? I'll be honest with you, I would have said Cilla Black, but it was actually Sandy Shaw. And interestingly, Kev mentioned that because his question was, who was the first female singer to have four UK number ones? He said Sandy Shaw, he should have said Madonna, and then he went on to tell me that, so there you go. Let's see, the other one, this is a tricky one. Which group featured Mary Hopkin, Peter Scallon and Julian Lloyd Webber? They were called Oasis, long before the 90s group of the same name.
Never heard.
Yeah, and it's worth catching some of their music, because it's very, very good. I think they only ever did one album.
Yeah.
Name the duo who recorded Love Changes Everything. That was Clymie Fisher in the 80s.
No, by
what name were Russell Hitchcock and Graham Russell better known?
Sparks.
It wasn't Sparks, although there was a Russell male in that, wasn't
That's
there?
Right, yeah.
Which is where you got that from. It's actually Air Supply, apparently. I didn't know that. But all the others you got right, so not a bad score, but not a winning score on this occasion. Thanks, as always, for taking part.
No problem.
Hope your wife's better soon. Oh, yeah, thanks. Okay, well done to Kev as well, because he'll be worried he wasn't going to win, but he has once again.
If I'd have come on last week, then I got every question right.
It's always the way, isn't it, when that happens? Brilliant. Well, have a great Christmas, and hope your wife's better soon, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
Cheers, Dave.
Thanks, Fran. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
So, two high-scoring rounds again this week. Well done to Kevin Jeffries, the winner, with 9 out of 13. And the runner-up this week, 6 out of 10, Brian Derbyshire.